Okay, today we're up to the very last Mishnah of Maseches Challah and the very first Mishnah of Maseches Arla. So the last Mishnah of Maseches Challah continues from where the last Mishnah left off, which was that there are certain times that they tried to give gifts to Kohanim and they turned it down. So we already discussed how they tried to bring Challahs Chutz La'aretz and give it to Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael and the Kohanim turned it down. They tried to bring Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash before Shavuos and it was turned down. So now we're going to talk about a Bechor. So Ben Antinus, Hela Bechoros Ben Antinus brought Becharos, he brought firstborn animals from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for the Kohanim to bring on the Mizbech, for Lo Kiblim Menu, but they wouldn't take them from him because only a Bechor that's born in Eretz Yisrael is brought on the Mizbech. The Bechor outside of Eretz Yisrael still has Kedusha, so it's given to a Kohen and you have to send it out to pasture until it develops a mum, and then you could shecht it and eat it, but it even though it has Kedusha, it's never brought as a carbon. Because it has Kedusha, farmers in Chutz La'aretz do have to be careful, meaning if you have a Jewish farmer that has a behema hamevakeres, that has a pregnant animal that's giving birth to its first offspring, you have to do something about that because you don't want to be stuck with an animal that has this Kedusha that's going to have to be treated in such a way. So typically what from farmers do nowadays is that they do a mechira. They sell the behema hamevakeres, very similar to how we do mechiras chametz. They do a mechira of the animal. But anyway, they wouldn't accept it from Chutz La'aretz to be brought in the Mizbeach in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef HaKohen hevi bikure yayin v'shemen. Yosef HaKohen brought bikurim of yayin and shemen, of grapes and olives in Eretz Yisrael, but he, instead of grapes and olives, he brought it when it was already processed as wine and oil. V'lo kiblu mimenu, but they didn't take it from him because the halacha by bikurim is that you have to bring the peiros. You're not supposed to bring fully processed wine and oil. Bartanura writes, "Lefishalo batzu mitchilakach, tilbatzu mitchilakach shari." That this is only because when they harvested it, they didn't harvest it with that intention. But if they don't, so it would be mutter. Dachinam parak batzu de trumos ein mavin bikurim mashke elayotim and azesim vadavim bilvad. Because it's a beferish mishnah maseches trumos that you are allowed to bring wine and oil as bikurim, but that's only when that was the plan at the shas betzira. So afhu helas banav bnei beisa lasas pesach katan b'Yerushalayim. This same Yosef HaKohen also brought his young children and the people in his household to bring a pesach sheni on the 14th day of Iyar in Yerushalayim. They couldn't bring their korban pesach in Nisan because apparently they were tamei, so they brought a korban pesach to be offered on pesach sheni, which is normally what the halacha would be. Vechziru, but they turned him around. They said, "No, you got to go back." And they wouldn't allow him to bring the Pesach Sheni for his children. So that people shouldn't think that children are obligated in Pesach Sheni, meaning you yourself have an obligation. But and we include our children in Pesach Rishon because you have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and Ri'yas Pnei Abayis, so you have to do that with your whole family. But there's no chiyuv to include them in Pesach Sheni, so when he tried to include them in Pesach Sheni, they turned him down. And then the Mishnah tells us that that Ariston hevi bikurav me Apamya. Ariston brought his bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash from Apamya, which is in Surya, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, but has certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael, the kiblum menu, and they took the bikurim from him, and they did everything that they would normally do with bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it was from technically from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Menesha amru hakona b'Surya kakona b'farvar shabir Yerushalayim. That someone who buys land in Surya, it's as if he bought in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, meaning they made it, the chacham or gozer or misakin, that bikurim have to be brought from produce in Surya as well, just like it has to be brought from that which is grown in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, not from other areas in Chutz La'aretz, but at least from Surya. So now, Be'ez Hashem, we move on to Maseches Arla. Maseches Arla the word Arla means different things in Tanakh. The word Arla means technically means closed or blocked, and that's why you have a din of a person who doesn't have a bris milah being called an Arel, but in our context, we're not talking about someone who doesn't have a bris milah. The orla is the fruit is the fruit that grows on a tree in the first 3 years after it's planted, and the halacha is that it's asr bahana. These are psukim in the Torah. The pasuk says v'chisav alaretz and tatem kaleitz machal varalatem arlasa is per yoshalos shanim yelachem arelim lo yeyachel. For 3 years it's asr bahana. It says lo yeyachel, but the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that whenever it says lo yochel, lo yochel, it always means an iser hana'a as well. So since it's closed off from us being able to eat it, that's why it's called orla. So it's similar to orla of a person who, an orla person who is closed off in a certain sense. There was once something going around online, a picture of an Israeli wine bottle that obviously had some poor Google translation because it said on the hashkacha l'loch shash tevel va'orla, tevel shvius va'orla, something like that, and then in the English side it said without any concerns for untithed produce or foreskins. Now, obviously, there are no foreskins in the wine, but that's not really what it was about. It was about that the peros were not peros of Arla. So anyway, so let's start the Masechta. So if someone plants a fruit tree to be part of a fence or to use it to make wood beams, it's pata from Arla. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu Omer ha'pnimi l'machal v'achitzel nisyag. Even if he said when he planted the tree that I'm going to use the part of the tree that faces the inside of my property for food, and the part that faces is the outside of news as a fence, the fruit that grows from the part facing the inside is chayiv in arla, but the fruit that grows from the part facing the outside is actually pater from arla. Okay, so to quickly review what we learned today, in the very last Mishnah in Maseches Chala, we learned that Ben Antinos tried to bring Bechoros from Bavel, and they weren't accepted from him. Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim of wine and oil instead of grapes and olives, and they wouldn't accept that because apparently it wasn't planted mitchila with that in mind. And he brought his children to do Pesach Sheni, and they turned him around because they don't want people to think that there's a chiyuv for children to participate in Pesach Sheni. And Ariston brought his Bikurim from Apamya, and they accepted it from him because they said, even though it's in Surya, it's like the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And then Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Orla teaches us that if a person plants a tree to make a fence or to use the beams, it's pater from Orla, meaning it doesn't have a din of Orla. Rabbi Yossi says that even if he intended the whole time that the inner fruits that grow on the tree are going to be used for food and only the outer part of the tree is going to be used as fencing, so still the outer part of the tree is going to be pater from Orla. But the inner part that he planned on using as food the whole time certainly is going to be chayiv in Arla. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Arla Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.